Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in these uncertain times. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds on the Holistic Survival Show. And by the way, be sure to visit our website at holisticsurvival.com. You can subscribe to our blog, which is totally free, has loads of great information, and there's just a lot of good content for you on the site. So make sure you take advantage of that at holisticsurvival.com. We'll be right back.
Now's your opportunity to get the Financial Freedom Report. The Financial Freedom Report provides financial self-defense in uncertain times, and it's your source for innovative, forward-thinking investment property strategies and advice. Get your newsletter subscription today. You get a digital download and even more. The price, only $197. Go to jasonhartman.com to get yours today.
It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Leonard Horowitz to the show. He has got some very interesting insights into Goldman Sachs. You've certainly heard them in the news a lot, especially lately with their big bonuses and all of the stuff they're doing, as well as a whole bunch of other very interesting and unique connections that I find have not been made by others before, whether it relates to spirituality and how it relates to our financial situation in this country and around the world, and also the BP oil spill, et cetera, et cetera. So I think you'll really enjoy hearing from Dr. Leonard Horowitz today. Len, welcome.
Thank you, Jason.
My pleasure. Great to have you on the show. So talk to us a little bit, if you would, about what is going on with the financial crisis, Wall Street, the most infamous player being Goldman Sachs, and of course the Federal Reserve, but Goldman Sachs more specifically, I think is really interesting. What's happening out there?
Well, the heat is being turned up. It's kind of like we're all frogs that are being brought to slowly to a boil. Ultimately and horrifically, there is a depopulation agenda that's aiming to eliminate approximately 6 billion people out of 7 billion. If you really look at the population controlling agents, I mean, you've got even Bill Gates, who's come out and
saw the TED speech. Yeah.
Yes, I mean, it's horrific. It's a mind blower, and it's very sad for those who are unaware of the risks, such as vaccinations, such as the environmental intoxications that are ongoing by the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. So if we're not awake and aware of these issues, then we run the risk of falling victim to the various scams. Very much money. A lot of profit is being made. This is profitable depopulation or population reduction. Pharmaceutical intoxication, drug addiction, promoting the plagues, promoting wars. All of this is being done certainly with the propaganda mechanisms in the mainstream media that is allowing this virtual, you know, emperor with no clothes and parade to keep marching, despite the fact that there are many of us in on the street yelling, "Hey, the emperor's got no clothes, stop the parade." But it continues to go. And so we've got, for example, we've got the BP oil catastrophe that happened, you know, in the last several months. And we just did Sherry Kane, journalist, she was a Fox News defector and an excellent investigative journalist, published with me an article that got Jesse Ventura's attention. We were just on the True TV conspiracy theory program exposing Halliburton, Dick Cheney, major corporations that were involved, Transocean and BP, in this catastrophe that for all of the massive amount of evidence was done. It was perpetrated. It was a demolition, planned demolition, and you can look at the put options and the stocks that were created and the options to freeze the stock prices for those rich and famous inside traders, if you will, who made massive amounts of money off of not just the catastrophe itself, but the cleanup. They're still making money. So this is kind of like the bad news. We've got crisis capitalism. You've got the creation of problems that we, you know, the people look at and we're horrified and we go into this fear mode. And that's exactly what creates our own dysfunction and our inability to have an effect and an impact politically.
So let me ask you a question, because, Len, I don't want to just let your sort of initial statement go, because a lot of listeners may turn off and say, here's another wacky conspiracy theorist, okay? So let's just drill down on that a little bit. So you believe that the powers that be, whether they be the elitists, the secret societies, whatever, whoever it is, wants to reduce the population. I mean, it's really interesting when you look at the Georgia Guidestones. I'm sure you're familiar with those.
Right.
They say maintain global population around 500 million, I think. First of all, why would someone want to do this? Is it in the name of the environment? Because what's really interesting to me is this sort of Marxist environmental movement, oddly enough. And they take a good cause, but then they have seemingly a very evil end game with it. People are the scourge of the earth, according to the environmentalists, so they want to reduce the population. In Bill Gates' TED speech that you referred to, he casually says, maybe we can reduce the earth's population through vaccines. And then his foundation is vaccinating Africa. First of all, why would anybody want to do this?
Well, it's very clear. The answer is in history books under the term eugenics. You see, back in the 1900s, where really this whole population control through vaccinations and intoxications started was with, before it was called racial hygiene, it was called eugenics. Here in the United States, it was funded by the Rockefellers, it was funded by the Bush family, Prescott Bush. Top corporate industrialists, multinational corporate chiefs were concerned about the burgeoning populations of immigrant workers that would unionize. Today in the United States, right now, there are major issues that the powers that be have with the, again, organization of these worker unions. So back then, back in the early 1900s, this whole eugenics protocol was established for reducing populations insidiously, covertly, through the use of biological and chemical weapons. And so this is now prior to World War II, where Hitler got his racial hygiene program was from the Rockefellers and this eugenics movement. And so the issue was the threat caused by people waking up to what's happening, literally to not only ourselves and our children and our children's children, because the future of our generations are really at risk. Humanity literally is on the verge of extinction. Numerous species are going down. What makes us think, you know, that after the canary dies, that we're not going to be ourselves suffering the same risk? You look at the bees, the bee populations. All of these crises have been generated chemically. And who runs the chemical companies are the petrochemical pharmaceutical cartel. I literally, if you really want to expand it, you look at it as the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. They're run by literally the Goldman Sachs in the United States, working with J.P. Morgan Chase here in the United States, that got their money from the Rothschild banksters of Europe. This runs Germany, runs Britain, runs France, the top bankers. And if you look over the millennia, it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy reality. They funded every war, every side of every war. They didn't lose. There were countries that lost. There were people that lost fortunes. But the big bankers that funded both sides of every war, they loaned their money, and those loans are due, just like they are today. So this is what's happening. They're concerned about we, the people, waking up en masse and doing what happened just the other day in Egypt, where we're going to take it to the streets, we're not going to put up with this anymore, and we're going to have a change in administration whereby we advance values that are consistent with who we are as loving, capable, worthy human beings of having health, peace, and freedom.
So, Len, I find that it cannot be defined this way, but I'd really like to get your take on it. Is this a right-wing or a left-wing thing?
I love that question. Jason, that's a really vitally important question. And we're just, as a matter of fact, Sherry Cain, I want you to know, I applaud her because she's probably saved my life, literally. I won't go into it, but she just released a great expose on how COINTELPRO, that's the counterintelligence program of the CIA, FBI, how they infiltrate every single right-wing and left-wing organization. Every activist organization and movement gets infiltrated, and that in the process, they all become discredited one way or another. So it's really not so much about whether this is a right-wing thing or a left-wing thing. They're both flip sides of the same corrupt coin. The coin itself is manufactured and flipped by the Illuminati, if you will, the global bankers, the banksters, and that the reality is that we, the people, are literally indoctrinated. We're a culture. The American culture is about, like, virtually Hollywoodism. You know, we've taken on the American dream. What is the American dream? Where did it bring us? How did we get this concept? In fact, if you really look at history, it was the Rockefellers back in the 1950s that decided that we would have as our American mission, the purpose of America, the purpose of an American would be to meld guns and butter in a national security state. That's how we got our ideology about who we are as Americans, nationalistic and freedom-loving. We took it on because we were indoctrinated. In essence, we were mind-controlled by propaganda.
Well, can you explain that? Is there something wrong with the guns and butter? What do you mean by that? Just explain that, if you would.
Well, the concept is that you have an economy that's, instead of it's based on commonality and cooperation, it's based on competition, it's based on fear of either failure or, in the military sense, being taken over. And so the concept that we would need to develop our strength to lead the world and to create, be the virtual guns for the British New World Order, it's actually a British-German, Hitler called it the New Ordnung, or the New Order. President George H.W. Bush, retired president, in his National State of the Union message, stated that the new world order was going to be so kind and wonderful for everyone. Well, it's not that way. It's not kind and wonderful for everybody. Look at the economy today. You've got 1% of the wealthiest of all the wealthy whacking the middle class even right now, let alone the poor. So you've got this agenda that's being advanced for really a few. And the question becomes, is that the paradigm that we loving, capable, worthy beings, virtual, spiritually divine family people, I mean, we're supposed to be really thinking about, okay, well, how can we really make peace on earth a reality? How can we have sustainability? And it doesn't involve me picking up a gun and shooting you because you've got more than me or you're threatening me. That is really an old idiotic paradigm. It's inconsistent with, including the physics, it's inconsistent with everything that's in our hearts in love. And right now, with the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, we're advancing the solutions to this madness. We're showing you the physics and the hard mathematics and the science that speaks to how all of the universe is in harmony. All of nature is celebrating some of the most fundamental music or mathematics of harmony, and that is a reflection of divinity. Yet we, the dumbed-down, mind-controlled slaves of the Illuminati, can't operate interpersonally without getting angry and fearful and going to battle. So there's a real serious rift in who we think we are, what we think we stand for, our basic beliefs and attitudes that we've taken on because of the media, mostly. We've been indoctrinated into this ignorance, or Maya, if you will, and ultimately this system is caving in, like Babylon is falling. You know, the America is falling, and the reality globally of this economy, this global economy, all hinging on what the banksters do. That has got to be a change. There's got to be now a transition into sanity and rationality and harmony versus disharmony, irrationality, and this whole fear-mongering mentality.
So would you say then that it is not a left or right-wing thing? Because you kind of alluded to it just a moment ago in saying that the media has set up this battle. And to me, looking at it at the higher level between the battle between left and right, it almost seems like that's a distraction. You know, I had G. Edward Griffin on my show a while back, and he wrote, of course, The Creature from Jekyll Island. I'm sure you're intimately familiar. And he said, watching the Democrats and Republicans fight things out, it's like watching one of those fake wrestling matches on television. It's for show. It's a distraction. It's bread and circuses. And that's just meant to keep people occupied while the real powers that be play out their agenda on a much, much larger and more significant scale. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. That's exactly what's taking place. It's all a distraction. We have bought into a culture that is degenerative. It is demeaning. It is fear-inducing. It is stress, obviously, and disease-inducing. And the reality is, it's not sustainable. We've got to think about what's taking place in every aspect of life, and particularly what's, I think, important is how we're going to feed ourselves. Where's the water going to come from? We're not going to be able to pay for $7 or $8 a gallon of water like we're already starting to see. This is absolutely insane, particularly when you realize water is collectible. I mean, we know the technologies of plenty. There's plenty available. There's resources everywhere. Why are these shortages being created? Because ultimately it's the same reason that the Tesla technology was suppressed. We're looking outside and we're seeing telephone lines now carrying electricity that is extremely expensive. For what reason? When you have geniuses like Marco Rodin and Powell, and based on the work of Tesla and Keeley and others, we could have free energy. The reality is this is an imposition, literally genocide. We're being taken out. We're being sprayed with chemtrail sprays and poisons, our food and the additives that are promoted by the FDA that serves the Illuminati ultimately are poisoning us. It's genetically manipulating not just virtually every species, we included, our children and our children's children are having genetic defects more than ever. Cancers are hideously off the scale now, and that was predicted 30, 40 years ago. The reality is it's time to wake up for those who have ears to hear this kind of message. And those people, again, it's kind of like survival of the fittest. In this case, it's survival of the most conscious. Those people who are awake and aware are already avoiding vaccinations. They're already really checking out the labels on the foods that they're bringing into their homes. They're already beginning to think, how can we develop sustainable communities? How can we grow our own food? How can we be sure that our food is safe for our children? Because we are rational, we are intelligent, we are loving people, and we want to have a better way than the system, the indoctrination, and the enculturalization that we've literally been raised up in. Doesn't make sense.
Let me take a brief pause. We'll be back in just a minute.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn about investing in and managing income properties for college students, there's a show for that. If you want to learn how to get noticed online and in social media, there's a show for that. If you want to know how to save on life's largest expense, there's a show for that. And if you'd like to know about America's crime of the century, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com. or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
Okay, so before we get into really the action item list as to what to do about all this stuff, and you kind of alluded to it there, but I know there's more. Talk to us a little bit more about understanding the Goldman Sachs scenario. I mean, it is so complex and so few people are really privy to what is going on at the highest levels of our financial system. I mean, give us some more background on Goldman Sachs.
Well, they're called Government Sachs, too, because if you look at who has been the major directors of the Federal Reserve and also who are the major leaders in the federal government of the United States today, most of them are graduate lawyers and bankers that evolved through Goldman Sachs. And I'll give you a great example. Again, Sherry Cain's work is outstanding. People can get some wonderful archives of this, of these several articles that we've written to expose these connections. The film, by the way, Farm Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller we did, you can go to Pharma Whores, PharmaWhores.com, and you can get that film that exposes, for example, Lloyd Blankfein, who's the CEO of Goldman Sachs, is also ABC Disney Miramax mover and shaker. He created that whole merger and in the process became a major shareholder, stockholder. He is also co-chairman for the Partnership for New York City. That is a virtual biotechnology, major drug cartel trust. It's like the major global drug ring that's operating in New York City. So you've got the director of Goldman Sachs, Lloyd Blankfein, heavily involved in the pharmaceutical industry. You remember the H1N1 swine flu. Well, guess what? He put together the merger for AstraZeneca and MedImmune. That gave us the flu mist that was shot up our children's noses that carried live viruses that spread and mutate rapidly to give us what we have today. It was predictable. If you notice, everybody is sick. People are sick not just with a normal flu, they're sick with something just that really whacking people. We have the solutions for that. I highly recommend OxySilver, but most people, A, are not aware of the solutions, B, they're not aware of what created it, and ultimately you're looking at Goldman Sachs. Yeah, so you look at Goldman Sachs and they're intimately involved in every aspect of profiting off of humanity's suffering.
Okay, so Len, look, I'm just trying to like be the devil's advocate here. Isn't that just okay capitalism? I mean, as long as, now I know you've given some examples where they're actually creating the suffering, and of course that's disaster capitalism for sure. But if there's a need and someone needs something and the marketplace is willing to provide it, I mean, that isn't perfect capitalism. It just seems to be the best thing so far. You're not saying there's anything inherently wrong in that, are you? Just creating the problem and then solving it.
Well, I think that there is something inherently wrong in the Justice Department that only provides injustice and turns a blind eye. I mean, I just look at what happened the other day. I was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie dealing with the issue of the Supreme Court legislating, mandating indemnification against vaccination intoxication damages so that children could and families who are damaged from vaccines cannot even sue.
Wow.
You can't sue anybody. So it's, you're given license to kill to the max.
They've got carte blanche. They can just do what they want, huh?
That's exactly right. So there's something inherently wrong. If that's capitalism, then we the people should not have any part of it. There's got to be, you know, I'm not a communist, I'm not a socialist, I'm nothing. I'm simply somebody who looks reasonably and rationally at things. If you want to find out what my expertise is, I've got 3 doctorates. I've got a master's in public health from Harvard in behavioral science with focus on media and how media is used to persuade people. And that's why I'm telling you as an expert, we are indoctrinated by the least trustworthy people in the world. People who could literally blow up an oil rig in the Gulf and make billions, not just millions, make billions of dollars off of the catastrophe and in the process intoxicate a mass amount of people along the Gulf Coast and decimate the environment. This level if you call that reasonable, you know, just reasonable anything. I mean, I can't even consider
I don't call that reasonable at all, because that's really a false flag. They're creating the disaster and then profiting from solving it. That's Naomi Klein's disaster capitalism idea, which certainly agree with you there. That's, of course, very, very wrong. So what can we do about this stuff? Is there anything the little regular guy can do? I mean, or do you just... Is this just the way it's going to be? The forces are far too powerful, and there's nothing that can be done.
Well, I'm celebrating, because we have discovered our only hope and our greatest hope in 528 music, 528 hertz. So people can go to i528tunes.com or 528records.com. Musicians can go to love528.com. And people, generally speaking, who don't know anything about what I'm now telling you about as a solution, can go to thebookof528.com, because that's the solution. It's in love. Love is the universal healer, and we now know that that warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love is a vibration, it's an energy, it's a spirituality. That is a now identifiable hertz frequency of 528. That's 528 cycles per second. It's like a music, like when you tune into your radio dial, you turn to a certain frequency channel for the broadcast. This 528 is the clear channel broadcast of love. So if we were to look at what the greatest geniuses and philosophers of all time and the prophets, Jesus spoke about, it's about love. And for us to get out of this insanity, this hypocrisy, this intoxicating reality, we've got to come to love. We've got to love each other as one people all over the world. We've got to realize it's time to lay down our arms and pick up our musical instruments and play and sing and harmonize. And that's essentially what we're doing.
Well, so I've got to ask you, though, this sounds great if you're sitting on the lawn in front of Cal Berkeley, but the guys at Goldman Sachs aren't going to care about this. The Illuminati doesn't care about this. This is not
a way to stop them, is it? You know, that's the beauty of what I'm proposing. Supposing I were to tell you that 528 hertz frequency, if you were to play that music, that energy would go out and would probably touch the hearts and open the hearts of people who maybe had closed hearts before. That's a reality. And those with closed hearts, as the energy builds, and it's building really generally not just on this planet, but cosmically, this is a long time prophecy that's unfolding right now. In the Judeo-Christian sense, it's in the Old and New Testament that says in the end times, a key, that's a musical note, a key to the house of David that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. We're talking about spiritual portals being opened and closed that the Illuminati cannot do anything about. They have their space-based weaponry. Sure, they've got their electromagnetic frequency generators, but it can't touch what we're talking about now, because this is universal. We've now tapped into the knowledge of how the Creator creates.
So are you saying that we should use this? Is it music?
Yes, it is. Okay. That's exactly what it is.
So use this music and play it on big speakers out in front of the White House the way they got Noriega with country music.
Exactly right. That's what we could do. We're calling it the Love 528 Revolution.
You do realize, Len, this sounds a little bit wild and crazy, right?
You know, tell me about it. Do you have any better solution than something, an energy frequency of music that's uplifting, healing, miraculously healing when you play it, and will go viral, because essentially it is something that is, it's in everybody's hearts inherently to have love expressed. Can you think of a better way than to solve the world's problems? Because frankly, like you're saying, there's no reasonable way for us to impact this out of control system. It's got to come through a spiritual renaissance. It's got to come through some sort of a metaphysical miracle. And that's what we're heralding. We're heralding the revelations for this.
What is this? Why does it work? Just give us the real quick science behind it a little bit. Is this music that you've created because it has this 528. I mean, explain that a little bit, if you would. 528.
Yeah, no, I didn't create it. I'm just heralding it. I was just like, I'm the guy who's at the forefront of promoting it. The original music is actually the third note of the original musical scale. You remember it was ut re mi or do re mi today. The third note, mi, stands for mira gestorum in Latin, or miracles in English. This is the original solfeggio scale miracle note. This is the miracle note of the universe. And love is the universal healer. Music is the universal language. And we now know how creation happens is through hydrosonics. Water is the universal solvent. You put the universal solvent together with the universal language and the universal healer, and you have the solution to what ails humanity today. So that's what we're doing. The third note is 528. This came from Bible code decryptions. We now know through many scientists worldwide that 528 resonates DNA back to its normal structure. And how it does this, to answer your question, it is phase locking. It phase locks humanity, our hearts, and our resonating energy in our body to the creator, literally to the core creative frequency of love. In other words, again, it's a clear channel broadcast between the creator's heart and your heart. And when you're listening to that music, it is so powerful in its healing and its restoration that literally it produces miracles.
And you sell this on your website? Do they download? Is it an MP3 download? And then people just start listening to it? I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, well, first of all, musicians worldwide are retuning their instruments. The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. Again, you can go online to thebookof528.com, and you can learn. And musicians worldwide are now retuning their instruments to what's A444 hertz. Come to find out, a lot of people don't like today's music. A lot of people find today's music stressful. The principal thing that's causing people to have stress experience when they're listening is the fact that the standard tuning was instituted by the Rockefeller Foundation back in 1939. Literally, in Britain, the Joseph Goebbels, the propaganda minister for the Third Reich, was working with the Rockefeller Foundation to promote what they adopted and instituted was this universal standard tuning, or the Western world tuning for musical instruments became A440. Now that's, again, instead of A444 hertz, it was 440, which was the most dissonant and stressful frequency that they could have created, and they did that out of military research, how to induce psychosocial stress and even, quote, mass hysteria, end quote. It was brought in because of acoustic war research that was done at Princeton. When the Manhattan Project was ongoing, this acoustic warfare research was likewise ongoing, and as a result of it, actually, we have implemented this in our modern music. So if you're a musician and you just retune your instrument 4 hertz up, which is a big difference if you think about what I shared as the metaphor. You're listening to a radio station. If you tune to even 1/10 of a hertz difference, you don't get the clear channel or the music any longer. You get static. This is 40 times that. So 4 hertz is 40 times 1/10 of a hertz, and now you're beginning to see that when we tune now to 444, which brings you into C, the C note, being 528. So tuning, when you understand musical tuning, you usually start with an octave, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. You start to tune a human body similarly, with its chakra systems being associated with frequencies and colors. 528 is not only the miracle note of the universe, it's the heart of everything. That greenish-yellow color that you're looking at in the botanical world, chlorophyll, resonates in 528. It's the heart of the rainbow, greenish-yellow. We now have recordings from the sun. We know the sun, the core frequency that's output by the sun is 528 hertz. So literally when I say we're dealing with a cosmic energy that when we then get in sync or phase lock to, miracles are going to happen. And that's what's happening right now. So humanity's only hope and our greatest hope and our last hope is, in essence, going home to where the heart is, going home to love. And that's where we were created. We were created with that energy, with that blessing, and ultimately our destiny is to bring this back.
Great. Now, where can people find out more? Give out your websites, if you would.
Yes. Again, the best place, and further to answer your question, you can upload any MP3 file. Let's say you buy something on iTunes. It's in A440. You want to transpose it to 528. Go to 528records.com or i528tunes.com. And you upload it. It's a free service. It's by donation, and it's a free service completely to upload it. We'll send it back to you. At the same time, you're agreeing to donate your property, what you paid for, into the public library that gets transposed. So then it's by donation. We ask for a donation of 98 cents per track if you would like to download an already transposed and already donated album. For the musicians and the vocalists out there that are composing, we ask that you upload it already in created music in 528. And if you are concerned about royalties, we ask you to simply sign up. It'll take you 2 minutes to create your own albums online, and you get a 60% royalty on anything that anybody donates for your work. So it's a way that we're literally taking over the music industry, literally, because what they're putting out is intoxicating, it's stress-inducing, and we're putting out love and healing.
Fantastic. Well, Len, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate the insights. This is some amazingly interesting stuff, and you're one of the few people that have really tied in the sort of the real-world side of it with the spiritual realm, so that's been very interesting. Dr. Leonard Horowitz, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate having you on the show.
Pleasure, Jason. Thanks so much for the opportunity.
Here's your chance to catch up on all of those Creating Wealth shows that you've missed. There's a 3-book set with shows 1 through 60, all digital download. You save $94 by buying this 3-book set. Go ahead and get these advanced strategies for wealth creation. For more details, go to jasonhartman.com. Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed.